means I've also about Tamar Bianta Mishenegad, the Batolashnami Salkabe. So Rashi wants to tell you, don't think that once it's cut off, it can't grow. It can grow even after it's cut off. So in the Aguda, even though it's cut off, it'll grow. Okay, now Rashi, the other Rashi, why did Rashi have to say, which Rashi was it? Why did I say Mishenegad? Right. Why did Rashi say Mishenegad? Why didn't Rashi simply say, the Gemara says it's one Yantav Eschal? So Yantav Eschal, Rashi says that is even better than Negad. That's Rashi on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where he says that El Azmona Balmu, Uksava Eged Azmona Balmu, Ein Agadasa Kriya Shem Li Eschal Lav Shem Lulav. Puzzle, Lutchas, Hukach, Phil, Dochame, Karainkan, Achi, Kadishalavayom. So Kiddushayom is better than Eged. So why did Rashi have to say Eged? So what we wanted to say was that Rashi maintains that, if it's not, you can't say that by Kiddushayom that every Hadas is going to be, Mugdish L'Shem Mitzvah. Muzma, I mean, Huktzala Mitzvah. Can't say that. Because it doesn't make any sense. All the Hadassim in the world are Huxel Shem Mitzvah. So it's the only ones that are going to be Huxel Shem Mitzvah is if there's Eged. So if he's Ugdo, so then he's Makset L'Shem Mitzvah, but it needs the Yomtif to be Chal in order for the Shem Mitzvah to be Chal. But if he didn't set it aside, he didn't do any Eged, so then it'll never become a problem, because it simply became, there's nothing wrong with the Arava becoming a Kasha Arava on Yantif. What's wrong with that? Where's the Dichoy? But if it was Huktzal Mitzvaso, it was Negad, so now when Yantif was Chala, it was Eina Roy, was Puzzle. So now the question is, can it come back again? Okay? All right, so that's Rashi. Okay. On the surface, the difference between Nirav and Nitcha and Dachui Meikara, which Rashi explains on Daf Lama Gimelama Beis, Dibur Maskel Tifshir Menei. The Vale Dachui Meikara Adif means it's less objectionable. Nirav and Nitcha. The Mashlo Nirav La Mitzvah Meolam Arachshav Ashtu De Mischazi. Vavi Kekarbim Shehug Dish Achshav Umitchilas Amachus Azman. Aval nira la mitzvah v'nitchem mena, aval le'dachui. So what is Rashi definitively saying? He's saying dachui me'ikara is a problem, but it's definitely a better problem.
Right.
Definitely a better problem. Right. So he's differentiating. He's giving you an approach to a definition for dachui Meikara and Niravinitcha, correct? So what is the two definitions? So Niravinitcha, yeah. So Niravinitcha means that it had already a Zika L'mizbeach. It was Zakuk L'mizbeach, right? And you broke the Zika L'mizbeach. Okay? So that's dachui, that's the chiyah. It was dachui me'al mizbeach. There was an existing objective of mizbeach. It was going to, it was tied to mizbeach. It was on the way to mizbeach. It had a connection to, a halachic connection to the mizbeach. It was demanding mizbeach. And then you matchit from the mizbeach. You dochit from the mizbeach. So vis-a-vis Mizbeach, it was dachui. Now the question is, once it's dachui, can it become royal Mizbeach again? Because it was already dachui mal Mizbeach. But if you mark this it kodem zmano, so then it's a different situation. How would you define that situation? That you were mark this it, right? But the hegdish that you gave it, what? In other words, it couldn't be actualized. Couldn't actualize the Hegdish. So the question, so that's a different question. Can you have a Hegdish where it can't be actualized? Or once it's can't be actualized, so then it can never be actualized. Once you have a Hegdish that can't be actualized, it could never be actualized. That's the question of Dachi Meikar, as opposed to Nirv and Nitcha. Right? Nirv and Nitcha, really, there was a Zika already, an existing Zika in Mizbeach. And now what you did was you matchit, so there was a, it's Dachi. As Hashem dochli me'al mizbech. So the question is, can it become royal mizbech again? Hashem is the nitcha me'al mizbech, right? But over here, it's a different question. The question is, you maktish the behema, but it's you can't actualize its hegdish. So do I say that a hegdish, once it finds itself in a situation that it can't be actualized, can never be actualized? Or do I say no? That it can't be actualized now, but doesn't mean it can ever be actualized. There was no dichui. It just failed in the ability to be actualized. There was no actual dichui. That's dichui meikar. Dichui meikar, there's no actual dichui me'alam hazbeach. It's just it couldn't be actualized. So the question is, can hegdish exist in that form where it's a hegdish awaiting realization? Or do I say once it's in that state, it's puzzle? Because if it's a Hegdish that can't be realized, it could never later just become realized. It's a Hegdish Bepsul. It's a Hegdish Bepsul. And the Hegdish Bepsul is worthless. Or do I say no, it's a Hegdish, but it's awaiting a actualization, a realization. Or can't exist in such a state. That's the question. So it's a different kind, it's a similar question, but it's different in theory. Okay?
It's not one idea of Dichui? I mean,
no.
Said that Dichui Meikar is how
it's not the same idea. It's not the same idea. Because in one case you're saying that there's a connection to the Mizbeach, it's Omed L'Mizbeach, it's Zokok L'Mizbeach, and then it was Nitcha from its Zika. So it was pushed to, so Vizui Mizbeach was a Dachui. So now your question is, can that be undone? Okay, that's one type of question. There is an actual dichui. That's what Rashi means where's the Rashi again? He says, Aval nira le mitzvah v'nitcha men havale dichui. That's a real chefza shel dichui. Chalei shem dichui. It's a chalei shem now vis-a-vis mizbeach that it's a dochui. But if it was never royal mizbeach, you can't say it was Zechal Hashem dochel mizbeach. So then what's the problem? Why isn't it kosher to begin with altogether? So the answer is because you were magdish it, and it was unable to realize its status. So the question is a hegdish like that a hegdish bepsul? Because it's an inhibited hegdish. So do I say an inhibited hegdish is a hegdish bepsul and can never suddenly become realized? Or do I say no, that it's a hegdish awaiting its actualization? It exists in potential. It's awaiting its actualization.
Is that a question that designate and
you're that's what Rashi is explaining. That the mashal on nira l'mitzvah me'olam ad achshav hashtu the mischazi, so now it's being actualized. So it means that it was mitchila was mechusas man, and now it's not mechusas man anymore.
It's like a condition.
It's like a condition. Like a condition that's ma'akev the actualization of the in function of the carbon.
But it doesn't really produce any shame.
It was never the Zika and the objective was never thwarted. There's no shame dochli. It wasn't dochli malamazbech, simply was never roy. But the question is, can it exist in such a state where it can't realize its nature?
The hegdish lacks.
Do I say that once that happens, it's bepsol, and it can't be, And again, it can't be rectified or no. I say that, it's simply awaiting its actualization. That's the question. You see, Yaakov's asking a good question. Rashi, why does Rashi say? I mean, Rashi says that now the Gemara is not really differentiating between, Nirv and Nitcha in mitzvahs and, Chazimei Kara, Tachimei Kara. Well, how does Rashi know that? Because the case of Kisar Ruch was Nirv and Nitcha. Correct? What? Tichumikar. I can be right from Kiso Aruch, right? The thing is like this, that by carbon there is a definitive difference. Why? Because by carbon there's a kiyum in the cheftza. So when you makrev the cheftza on the mizbeach, it's not just doing a maisa mitzvah, but there's a kiyum in the cheftza, which is the zikas of cheftza on the mizbeach is fulfilled. So the kiyum in the cheftza. Right? So therefore, over there we say, if it's dochi ma'alam zbeach, there's a real dechia on the part of the chefza from its objective, from its zikulam zbeach. Right? Because there's a kiyum in the chefza. But in mitzvah, there's no real kiyum in the chefza. The kiyum's in the gavra. For instance, the hodas that he's notel. Okay? He's notel a hodas. So is that a kiyum in the chefza shel hodas? No. That doesn't make any sense. Right? So there really is no dichui vis-a-vis the cheftza. So it could be what Rashi's saying is that since there's no dichui vis-a-vis the cheftza, so at this point in the Gemara didn't differentiate between dochui meikara and between nirav and nidcha. Because since the difference is, can it exist in a state where it's not roi for its asiyas ha-mitzvah, so that's the only thing going to have by, in other words, dochi me'akara is can exist in a state where it can't actualize its status. Correct? Okay. So that's the only question over here. Because over here you don't really have a nirav v'nitcha. Because there's no kiyum in the cheftz of... There's no kiyum in the cheftza shel hodas if I'm mekayim the mitzvah. You didn't do anything for the hodas, just the maisa mitzvah. So therefore there's no nirav v'nitcha by hodas. The Gemara didn't differentiate. The Gemara viewed it as one thing. Can you have a hodas in a state where kiyum mitzvasa is temporarily compromised? Canceled. Okay? So that's the, maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. Okay? So the Gemara says, Kiso v'nizgalas pater. Now the Gemara goes to Kisi Adam. Kiso v'nizgalas pater melachasos. Why is he pater melachasos? Because he was nishlam mitzvasa. Nishlam mitzvasa, that's it. He's pater, he's not tied to this mitzvah all his life. He was a nishlam mitzvasa, and that's it. Kiso a ruach chayev lachasos. So v'omer Rabba Bar Bachan Rabbi Yochanan lo shana lo shechos v'nizgala v'lo chos v'nizgala potem lachasos. Because you might think that the chiyuv mitzvah is to be machasa the dam, then you'd have to dig it out. If it's a chova on the gavra to be machasa the dam, you'd have to dig it out. But it's not a chova's gavra to be machasa the dam. The chova and the gavra is that he should see that the dam should be in a state of mechusa. It's a loch in the cheftza shel dam. It's not a loch in the chova. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that's totally in the gavra. I mean, of course, the gavra has to do the mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a chova's gavra that the gavra must be mechasa dam if one does shechita. The loch is the gavra must make sure that the dam shechita is in a state of mechusa. So if kiso or ruach, so there's no mitzvah. Because now it's in a state of mechusa. So there's nothing for him to do. It's not mechusa to go create a mitzvah. But if it's nisgala de ruach, so then what? So since this, so then he's mechuyev his chova to make sure to do the ma'isa kisui is reinstated. Is reinstated. Now the condition of kisui is possible. So before he couldn't do it because the condition of kisui is not possible because it's mechusa. So he can't put it in a state of mechusa if it is in a state of mechusa. There's nothing for him to do. But now if it's nisgala, so now he can put it in a state of mechusa. So therefore he's chayev, right? But what happened during the interim? During the interim, the kiyum mitzvasa was not possible, right? So therefore, so what is a, so the Gemara says, vavinim bar. Let's go. So what is the Gemara saying? Omar of Papa's also married, saying, Dicha Etzel Mitzvahs. Okay. The what?
Because since he's still Chayev.
Since he's still Chayev.
And the Kiyum Mitzvah was gone for a while.
And the Kiyum Mitzvah was suspended temporarily. So what do you see from this?
That there's no
Dicha. Why? What do you see? How do you see? How does that shed light on Dicha? Yeah, in other words, it's not a Chovas Gavra like tefillin. It's a Chovas Gavra based on a certain condition. The condition is the Gavra has to put the dam in a certain condition.
So if he shuts in a windy place and he knows the wind is going to cover it, so then...
See, the mitzvah is on the Cheftza. The mitzvah is on the Cheftza. It's not on the Gavra. The mitzvah is on the Cheftza should be in the state, you should place the Cheftza in the state of Kisui, Mechusa. That's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah on the cheftza. So if it is mechusa, you can't do it.
Yeah, but you still have to.
But you still have the chiyuv. But what do you see? But what do you see from this? I think you know, there's only one thing you can deduce from this: that a mitzvah, a cheftza shel mitzvah, that is in a state where kiyum mitzvasa is impossible, doesn't cease to exist. A cheftza shel mitzvah that's in a state where kiyum mitzvasa is impossible doesn't cease to exist. Even though, insofar as kiyum mitzvasa, it's abrogated. It's temporarily abrogated. You don't have a hechi timtz of kiyum mitzvasa. So you would think if you don't have a hechi timtz of kiyum mitzvasa, it can't be actualized. The whole concept of mitzvah is batel mevatel. So you see, the cheftza shel mitzvah is not totally in the ability to actualize the kiyum mitzvasa. Okay? I mean, that's what you have to deduce from here. Okay? The question is, by a rava that's nektam rosha, is it considered nothing? Like it's considered like like you take a maple stem, a different min altogether? Or is it considered really it's a cheftza shel arava? That's omed l'mitzvasa. But the only thing is it has a condition which is ma'akev the kiyum mitzvasa. And the condition is nektam rosha. Why do I call it a condition? Because if it's also bo tamra, it will become roy.
Yeah.
So it's just in a temporary, so it's in a condition where right now kiyum mitzvasa is not possible. So the question is, can the cheftza shel mitzvah exist when it's in an intermediate state where kiyum mitzvasa is not possible? Or do I say once the cheftza shel mitzvah experiences a state where kiyum mitzvasa is not possible, so then it can never return to a state. It's pasul, nifsal olam. Okay? It's nifsal olam. In other words, the shame mitzvah is paka min hachefza. Because the shame mitzvah can only exist where the actualization of kiyum mitzvasa is possible. But where the actualization of kiyum mitzvasa is not possible, so the cheftza shel mitzvah loses its shame cheftza shel mitzvah. So once it loses its shame cheftza shel mitzvah, it can't return anymore. What? Yeah, on the surface, it would sound like they're two different things, because what Mendy's saying, because by Kisei Adam, it's not a question of the Chefza. The Chefza is definitely right, Chefza Mitzvah. The only thing is, do I say that since the Kiyum Mitzvah was impossible because he saw a Ruch for a while, do I say that affects us? I say, no, it doesn't affect it. He couldn't do the Mitzvah, so what? But now he can do it. That seems to be a different problem than the Hodos, where there's a Psul and the Chefza. Where there's a Psul and the Chefza. And the question is, of course, like we mentioned yesterday, you know what Yaakov asked, which is basically the same question as the whole problem here. Why not? I mean, what stops it? All right. So the thing is that if it's a Psul Nechefza, so why can't I redo it? I mean, what's mocking me from redoing it? It's a Psul Nechefza. Now it's kosher. Now it's kosher. Yeah. Question is like this. If it's a question of Hoktzel and Mitzvasa, and you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, so therefore that can't exist, so then you can definitely do it again. Definitely mox it again. Elamai, that can exist. So then the moment it's all about Tamra, so it's good. It's actualized.
Right, but now...
So what's the problem? In other words, what's the problem? Either the fact that you can't be Mekayim Mitzvasa as the Efsher will affect the Haktzah, or it doesn't affect the Haktzah. If it affects the Haktzah, so you're going to say it obliterates the Haktzah. So then what do I do? So I'll do it again. Elamai, it doesn't affect the Haktzah. So Haktzah remains, even though the Kiyum Mitzvah is not possible. So then when Kiyum Mitzvah becomes possible by Ola Bo Tamra, so it should be good. I mean, that's, if you want to put it into a logical framework and tie it in at least to the analogy of Dom, so that way you could tie it into the analogy of Dom. Say, by Dom, even though Kiyum Mitzvah was temporarily impossible, but nevertheless, temporarily impossible, but nevertheless, the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah still extant. So you see that Kiyum, the fact that you can't make Kiyum Mitzvah doesn't disqualify the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. So over here, we'd say it doesn't disqualify the Haktzah. I mean, there you can at least have an analogy.
Yeah,
but then you're going to run into the problem we had yesterday. The problem is that so it doesn't disqualify the Haktzah. So that's why Ola Bo Tamra is good. And if it did, so we mocks it again.
Yeah.
All right, so what we want to say is like this. That in order to have a shem dochu, you need two things. You need a zika for something. You need a zika for something like behemoth has a zika to mizbeach. So you need a zika for something which is prevented, it's dochu. And then it also has to be a chefza, because the shem dochu has to have a substratum in which it exists. So it must exist in a chefza. So by mitzvah, you have to say, first of all, that huktzel mitzvaso is a necessary characteristic of all mitzvahs. Not that huktzel mitzvaso is just an issa. That the kedushas mitzvah creates a huktzel mitzvaso automatically, and it's a whole separate sugya. But huktzel mitzvaso is a necessary component of mitzvah. Okay, that the mitzvahs demand that there should be huktzel mitzvaso. So therefore they have a zika. But the zika is for the maisa mitzvah of the gavra. Okay, the zika is for the maisa mitzvah of the gavra. But that is the shame, that's incorporated in the shame mitzvah in the chefza. So the question is, can this shame mitzvah in the chefza acquire a shem dochui? Well, once it acquires a shem dochui, it's going to include the gavra. Because the shame mitzvah means that it has a zika to the asisa gavra. So since that's the way it's structured, what's going to happen is if you have a shame dochui, it'll be dochui from the gavra forever, and that's why you can't bring it back by also about tamra. Okay, because the shame dochui in the shame mitzvah is going to automatically include the zika to the gavra. So now it's a shame dochui from the gavra. So therefore, he can't possibly use it for the Kiyum Mitzvahs anymore. Because that Shem Dachui, if you're going to say that the Shem Dachui is retained, so then he can't use it for the Kiyum Mitzvahs anymore. But that's the Gemara's question. You learn the Gemara's question in two ways. Is there a Dichui in a Chalei Shem? Or there's only a Dichui by carbon where the Chefza actually has an objective, a Zika of Mizbeach. And that's purely Chefza. But over here it's a Chalei Shem in a Chefza. Okay? So that's the question. That's in a more basic way. Or you could say the Gemara really doesn't know whether Huktzel Mitzvaso is simply a halacha and iser because of Kedushas on mitzvah, or whether Huktzel Mitzvaso is a necessary feature of every mitzvah. That it must be, every mitzvah has a chefza. That it must be Huktzel Mitzvaso. Okay, if you say that it's not, so then there's no sh'ala of yesh dichli etzel mitzvahs or not. Because then there's no zika for anything. Okay? So now, there are two points that we mentioned. One was Danny Wolf's point, that let's say, for instance, on Yontif, if you hold Mitzvah St. Tzrichas Kavana, and he picks up the Hadas, so without being Maktzit, so how could he be Yotze? So the answer is, according to that, and this was his own answer, but that's the real answer. The answer is, according to that sugya, and according to this sugya, it would have to be speaking in a case where it was Huktzel Mitzvaso, but he did the Maisema without Kavanah for Kiyum HaMitzvah. But it would have to be Huktzel Mitzvaso, otherwise it wouldn't be a Cheftz Shal Mitzvah. Okay, if you hold that Huktzel Mitzvaso was a necessity. Okay? Either you could hold everybody holds it's a necessity and the abaya is simply in the Chalei Shem mitzvah, or else you could hold that goof is the abaya, whether Huktzel Mitzvaso is necessary or not. Okay. But in terms of if you're gonna say it's necessary, it wouldn't interfere with halacha of mitzvahs. How could you be yotze if you hold mitzvah Saint Shechus Kavanah and just pick it up? Because he would have to be speaking in a hadas that was huksel mitzvasa. But he picked it up shelo l'shem mitzvah. Okay. Yeah. Then there was another question. The other question. What? Aaron. Yeah. Aaron's question, right. Aaron's question. If the, let's say, for instance, he was a pekeach and a shtata. So he was temporarily in the shtata and then he became pekeach again. So the question is, would you say that there was a dichui? Because the kiyum mitzvah wasn't possible because of the state of the gavra is putter. Okay? So like by carbon, if something happens to the mizbeach. So that we remain with a question because we said that over here, the Shem Dichui is different. Because the Shem Dichui is in the Chalei Shem Mitzvah. So it might be necessary that the Shem Dichui is not because the mitzvah can't be accomplished because of an extraneous reason, but it has to be a Shem Dichui in the Shem Mitzvah itself. So therefore, if it's Nektam Rosho, it's a psul in the mitzvah itself. It's a psul in that Shem Mitzvah. You have to have the dichui. But not because it's true the zika is a component and the gavra is a component. And if the shame dochui really does exist, it'll definitely include the gavra because that's the concept of the dochui. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if the gavra becomes disqualified for the mitzvah and then it becomes requalified, that that's considered a Shem Dichui on the mitzvah. Because since it's a Toli in the Chalei Shem, so it might have to be a Shem Dochui in the Chalei Shem itself. Okay? Masha'ina came by Shem Dochui by carbon. Because by carbon, there, it's simply the Cheftza. So the Cheftza has a Zika to the Mizbeach and a Kiyum Mizbeach in the Cheftza. Over here, when he takes the Arava, or the Hadas rather, there's no Kiyum in the Hadas. Okay? So that's the difference. That's the difference. That's the Gemara's Abaya over here. Okay? All right. I think that resolves all the problems. So far, anyways.
Stop.
Yeah, right. We asked the question, now why is Gemara different than everywhere else? You have an open mission that says that ain't dichi b'mitzvahs, right? So we said that you see from the Gemara that when you have a really basic theoretical point, that even though you have a Mishnah, which doesn't differentiate, but you have a right to say that the Mishnah is only going l'chomer. And it didn't resolve the issue. Because the issue is such a powerful issue. The Chazal have a right to do that. And that's why the Gemara says later, the Gemara says, "Kuli alma savri lo bin agad." And even if you need agad, you don't learn lo mesukah. And why should Gemara assume that? There's so many other possibilities. But the answer is because the Gemara really is assuming. You see, the Gemara holds it's a very basic chakira. It's a very basic chakira.
Let's come to a final definition of the question, all right? To come to final definition of the question in the most clear fashion. All right? Anybody want to try it? It's a very abstract point. It's more like of an abstract plan, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like this. It seems that everybody agrees you could have a shame dachui where the zika is a zika achmachefta. In other words, shame dachui is chau in the chias achefta mikiyuma. That definitely has a shame dachia. Where the dechia is the dechia of dechia sachetzim, like carbon. But where is the phone working?
Yeah.
But where the dechia is dechia sachetza machmazikasa lemaisa hamitzvah, there it's a question whether you can have a shame dechia on the chetza. In other words, over here, and that's by haktzah. By Aktsoa, it's the Zika Sachefta for a Maisa, not the Zika Sachefta for its Kiyum. Zika Sachefta for a Maisa. So the question, so the Shein Mitzvah is the Zika Sachefta for a Maisa, a Mitzvah. The question is whether the Shein Dechia could be Chal Nechefta when it's not a Dechia Machmas Kiyum Achefta or Machmas Kiyum Agavra. In other words, Aktsah, that's the question. The question is, can a shame dechia be chal on the institution of Aktsah? What's the difference between Aktsah and between Hegdish? The difference is that that in Hegdish, the shame dechia is kiyum achefta. Over here, it's machmas zikasa for the kiyum agavra. So it's hukta. It has a designation. But the designation is not machmas hachefta atzma. It's machmas zikas hachefta l'maisa mitzvah shel agavra. So do we say that which is haktor? So in short, by haktor is it shaykh to say this chal a shem dichoy? That seems to be the question in abstract.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Yesterday you were expressing the idea in terms of like the Zika of the Shein Mitzvah in the Chefza, like by the Hadas? The Shein Chefza Shel Mitzvah?
Yeah, in other words, a Mitzvah has a Zika, but it's not a Zika La'atzma, L'Kiyum Ala'Kiyuma, L'Kiyum La'atzma. It's a Zika L'Kiyum Maisa HaMitzvah Shel Agavra.
Right, you're not changing from how you said it yesterday, right?
No, what I'm doing is, the only change I'm making is I'm making it a more broad definition. Yesterday we broke it down into two possibilities. One possibility was like this possibility, and the other possibility was, is there Aktor altogether? Uktul and mitzvahs are just a phenomenon that's a result of Kedushas and mitzvah. But I'm leaving that go. I'm not going with that. I'm just trying to give it the broadest definition. The broadest definition is what it boils down to. Why is a separate question. But what it boils down to is, can you have a shame dichui on a chefta where it's dochui from, not from kiyum atzma, but from its haktsor for kiyum agavra? Can a shame dichui bichal on such a chalei shame, which is a chalei shame mitzvah? That's leaving it more in abstract. And I think that that itself tolerates the idea of the Chakira.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Do you have to assume when you frame it this way that every chetza needs to be designated, to be a chutzal mitzvah or not?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
And you also have to assume what you mentioned yesterday after Shir.
Right.
Namely, that when it's nektam rosha,
it's
doesn't mean that it's puzzle like it's another min, because then the also bachazazis would be a davar chadash, and there wouldn't be any reason why it should be puzzle. But you have to say that it's really lacking quality. But it's lacking in a quality of hidur, temporarily, just like the dam that's chusa.
Right, that allows you to understand how huksa works, even though it's not functioning for the mitzvah at the time of when he does it.
That's right, it's huksa the mitzvah, so, because it can be olatamra.
Right, it's only
olatamra is a condition. If you're going to say that olatamra is a davar chadash, that it's a new, it's like a new hadas, so then there's no chakira. So you must say that that's just a condition.
Right.
That the that nektam rosha is a condition, and olatamra is another condition, which makes sense because it's alach and hodar, which is a condition.
Ready?
Yeah.
Just in terms of the terms using, so are you saying the
hatsa
and the zika are the same?
I tell you what, do. Before you ask your question, cut the machine. Now, the raya from... if we go over now, I need to put the tape back on again.
Yeah.
If we go over the problems we had in Kisi Adam, you'll see that the problems will vanish. Because how do we understand before that? Why is it that when it's Kiso Aruch, it's Patam Alachasos, and Chazavan is Galeis Chayev? How does that happen? How does it go from a state of Ptur to a state of Chiyuv? Right? He was Potem in a mitzvah. So, if you just say, because as long as the Kiyam mitzvah doesn't occur, so it doesn't matter, it's just a condition. So then, if you're going to say that way, and it has no shankas to our case of what shankas is after the case of Hadas. That's a separate halacha, that once the chiyuv mitzvah is chal, even though kiyuma is impossible, but the chiyuv mitzvah still is on the gavra, mutl on the gavra, because it's just a condition that prevents him from being mekayim the mitzvah. Once the condition is removed, so then he's chayev. That has nothing to do with the question of hadas, because in hadas there was no chovas of mitzvah vis-a-vis this hadas. So the whole thing, the whole analogy doesn't exist. But now we see the Gemara's question was a different question. That's not a question of the chiyuv mitzvah existing when the kiyum is impossible because of a condition. The question is, that definitely would come back. There's no question on that. What the problem is that the moment he's potter, so the dam, which does not have a kiyum in the chefter. There's no kiyum in the chefter shel dam of kisui. It's not like carbon. It's just the dam is zakuk for the kiyum of the maisa. So the question is, when it's not zakuk for the kiyum of the maisa, do I say that it's dochui? It requires a shem dochui. Once it requires a shem dochui, then you can't remove it. So now it's exactly analogous to our case. Tali in the Shein Dachui. That's the Gemara's question. That's, in other words, that's the way everybody learned. They learned the once he's potter. So now, how does the chiyuv come back? But that's not kasha. The chiyuv comes back very simply because he always has the chiyuv, but he can't perform the mitzvah because of the condition. But now the condition's gone, so the chiyuv of mitzvah, why should it go away? You understand? The only reason it should go away is if you say there's a shame dochui, that the haktzah of the dam to the gavra can't survive because he's potter milachasos. So since he's potter milachasos, so it can't be huksa at that moment, lakiya mitzvah sagavra. So the shame dechiyah should fall upon it. So now it's exactly analogous to the case of hadas. I'm just going over the way we learned before, when we ran into trouble, and the way we're learning now with the new idea of the abstract question of whether there's a shame dechiyah where there's a haktzah of a chefzah shel mitzvah l'maisa ha-mitzvah, and not l'kiyum ha-chefzah. But by the dam also, there's no kiyum.
Okay.
All right. See, there's a difference when you use the term kiyum. There's a difference between saying, like, for instance, like the Rav gave a beautiful shiur on Sadin B'tzitzis, and he showed that B'tzitzis are kiyum in the beged. So that means tzitzis can't just be flying in the air. They qualify the beged. But that's not the same thing as saying that the beged has a kiyum. You're saying that tzitzis are a kiyum, they qualify the beged, but the beged doesn't enjoy being in a certain state. It wasn't designated to be in that state. It's a different concept of kiyum. It means that tzitzis qualify the beged, but the beged itself doesn't have a kiyum of being in a state of being mitzuyetzes. That's a different kiyum. But the korban has a kiyum of being nikra v'algabe ha-mizbech. That's a kiyum in the guf and chefta shel ha-korban. Those are two different two different concepts of kiyum. That the chefta, the guf ha-chefta enjoys a kiyum. The tzitzis are a kiyum in the beged, but the beged does not enjoy a kiyum of being mitzvietzes. There's no halacha that the beged is on its way to be mitzvietzes. Asheni came, the carbon is on its way to Mizbeach. The Gufa carbon enjoys the Kiyum Mizbeach. You see, the two different, it's a fine distinction, but they're two different ideas. The word Kiyum is used many times too loosely, without really defining what exactly it means.
Rabbi?
Yeah. The question was, it was raised, what about chametz? Would you say it's a kiyum in the chefta that the chametz is nisraf? So the answer is no. Even though over there it looks a little closer, but it's still not the same thing as a kiyum in the chefta of carbon of mizbeach. Because over there the halacha is the chametz must be nevad min ha'olam. So it must have that state. But that's not a positive kiyum in the chefta that the chametz is nevad min ha'olam, and now it has a kiyum. I mean, on the contrary, it's never been all of them, it doesn't exist anymore. It's just that the chovas a mitzvah of the gavra is that the state of chometz should be in nevad. He should bring the chometz to a state of nevad. So it's a state, but it's not machmas a chometz itself. It's not machmas gufa chometz. That gufa chometz now has a positive kiyum of being nevad min olam. That's absurd. The nevad min ha'olam is an objective in terms of the gavra's maisa mitzvah. That's what he has to do to the chefza. The chefza must become a nevad. But it's not a kiyum in the gufa chefza that now it's a nevad, like a kiyum of korban, which has a kiyum mizbeach. A positive kiyum mizbeach. Now the korban enjoys the kiyum mizbeach, which is an attribute of it. It's not an attribute of the chometz that has never been olam. Okay. What we mentioned was that why does the Gemara say that Rabbi Yirmiyahu was mesupik, Papa's interpretation of the Mishnah, which he accepts, but does the Tana say it only lechumra, or does he say it lekula also? In other words, so why does we, so our question was, why does Gemara say that? It's an open Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shema Minah, Ein Dichuyetzo Mitzvahs. Why does Gemara say that maybe that's only L'chumrah? Gemara doesn't usually say such a thing when you have an open Mishnah. So apparently the Gemara thought that question, the theoretical question, is so powerful that you really need a raya for Lakula. Because the theoretical question is too powerful to resolve unless you can resolve it, unless you really show an absolute resolution, both ways. But now let's take up the Lema Ketanoi, which I was discussing with Yaakov at the end of the chair. Let's see what the Lema Ketanoi. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Lema Ketanoi. Avar of the Lipton. Puzzle. Divir Rabbi Ozim Rab Sadat. V'chachamim Machshirin. Savruha D'chuli Alma Lulav Ein Sarach Aget.
What would be if it's tzarech aged?
When you might say you would bring in tasav lo manasoi.
Then it'll be a problem of tasav lo manasoi. Because if lulav tzarech aged, so it might be a problem of tasav lo manasoi.
Right, and you don't know raya.
What?
Then you can't learn it dichoy.
You don't say dichoy. It's simply tasav lo psulav tasav another psulav tasav lo manasoi.
Right.
Or even if you say that what that lulav tzarech aged.
If imtim tzulam tzarech aged lo yafin and lulav misukah dechsev bah tasa v'lo min hasoi.
Okay, so there's a chakira here as to whether or not if you say to lulav tzarech aged, would the psul from sukkah of tasa v'lo min hasoi apply? So what's this? We should define this now. There's a mitzvah asiyah. So wherever there's a mitzvah asiyah, so it's tasav lo manasoi. Correct? But the other way is, it's not that there's a mitzvah asiyah over here like chag ha-sukkos tasav lecha. That there's an intrinsic maisa asiyah that qualifies the sukkah. But the reason why you need eged is because of lekicha tama. You need the lekicha. So the asiyah is necessary in order to render it ready for lekicha. Because the lekicha has to be lekicha tama. So it's a din, the asiyah is necessary for the kiyum lekicha shabbat. But it's not necessary intrinsically in order to create the entity. In other words, by chag ha-sukkos tasa l'cha, you must have the asiyah in order to have the sukkah. The asiyah is necessary for the sukkah. If there's no asiyah, there's no sukkah. But over here, it's not if there's no asiyah, there's no hadas. It's if it's not a negad, then it lacks in lakicha. So the asiyah is just a hechitinza for the lakicha, but it's not an asiyah per se. Or do I say no? That since in order to accomplish lekicha, you must have asiyah, so that kind of asiyah is warranted, and therefore it's subject. Now, if the question is that kind of asiyah subject to tasav lo manasoi?
You mean definitely it's because of lekicha tama?
Right.
The question is, but that generates an asiyah, and because that asiyah is a din of tasav lo manasoi or not?
That's correct. Of course, it's like sukkah. That's the question.
So the side that says yes, the limit is specifically from sukkah.
What?
The side that says that yes, you do have tasav lo manasoi there. Is that a logical point, or there's a limit from sukkah for that?
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the nature, because the Gemara makes it sound like there's a limit from sukkah.
Right.
So what's the nature of that limit?
That wherever you have asiyah, wherever, since asiyah is a part of the mitzvah, so there's a din of tasav lo manasoi.
It's not just like, is that the idea specific to sukkah and like
lula?
Like, would it be equivalent to be able to learn that from tzitzis?
Wherever the asiyah is an intrinsic din, so then there's tasav lo manasoi, like by tzitzis.
That was in here, it's not. But there's a side that says it's still a tasa v'lomer also.
Well, here, you can't just say here it's not, because it's necessary for the kiyum mitzvasa. The tasa is necessary for the kiyum mitzvasa. But the tasa is not necessary for the substance of the mitzvah. So where the tasa is necessary for the substance of the mitzvah, then for sure you say tasa v'lomer also. Because then it's a real asiyah. Asiyah is a genuine component which is necessary intrinsically for the chafetz shel mitzvah. But where it's necessary for the kiyum mitzvasa, then the question is, do you say tasa v'lomer also in such an asiyah? Necessary for a different reason. It's necessary for the kiyum mitzvasa. But it is necessary. So the question is, do you say tasa v'lomer also in such a case?
Right. I understand. I mean, I think I understand the svara of that question, but just in terms of the Gemara, like, is there an idea specifically in how we learn it out from Sukkah?
Yeah, that's the question. I'm reading. Do you learn it out from Sukkah? You learn it out from Sukkah that this asiyah also requires is subject to taslam and asiyah, just like by Sukkah, because it requires asiyah. Or do I say no? It's not like Sukkah because it's a different tasa. The tasa that's necessary for kiyum mitzvasa, but it's not a tasa that's necessary for asiyas achefetz. The tasa is warranted halachically, but it's warranted halachically for two different reasons. One is to produce the entity, and one is to enable the kiyum mitzvasa. So the question is, where is that doma to sukkah? Do you learn that from sukkah, where it's necessary for the kiyum mitzvasa, but not necessary for this to create the chefetz?
Right?
Yes.
So just to clarify, like, the way the Gemara is doing its limur?
Yeah.
Could the Gemara have said, just as well,
if we're going to go into further questions, let's cut the tape.
Right. So, my love, Bahal Kamifugi.
Do you recall we said on Daf Yud Aleph?
No.
Maybe we should put it down.
Okay.
Okay, so on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, Rashi learns at the Alfinu Lul Dibamasul, the Alfinu Lul Misukah, right next to Agos Abach. That's the Mandam Rol Tassel Laman Asa, he is a puzzle. Rasha is the Bedinian Av. Mama, Shiesh Bamaisa, the Peter Torah Al Asui, the Tzul Af Lul of Kain. That's according to the Mandam Rol. In Svara, it doesn't matter whether the Asiya is generated because it creates the Chefta, or whether it's generated because it's necessary for the Ki Mitzvasa. As long as you need an Asiya, the asiyah has to be tasa v'lomer also. But the other mandama, Rashi says later, lo yalfinin, about 10 lines later, lo lamdua, ve'ein adam dung zera shavu me'atzma, alim kein lamdam re'rabo v'rabo me'rabo ad nosh rabbeinu, v'shem ha'mikros halo lo lidrish zera shavu nishtanu. So what he means is, that's the mandama that holds that they're different. But you'll say that there's zera shavu, so the zera shavu will tell you that there's a din of tasa v'lomer also over here, so kamash malon, that there's no real gzera shava misinai on here, over here. So you'll only learn out from a binyan av if you hold this the same. If you don't hold this the same, you wouldn't use the gzera shava to show you that the Torah raised this asiyah to a level of a psul of tasa v'lomer also. It fits in very well. Okay. Now let's go further in the...
Okay. My love, Bahaka Mifugi, demand the postel Savar Aminan Yesh Gichoy Eto Mitzvos. Madamach Shes Savar Lo Aminan Yesh Gichoy Eto Mitzvos.
Okay, so here the Gemara is ready to say that even though it's a major theoretical point, maybe they resolved it. Each one resolved it. Didn't remain in the Suffolk by the time. Each one resolved it his own way. Each one resolved it his own way. We don't know, in other words. In other words, we know enough to know that it's a major theoretical question. So from a Mishnah, you have to have a proof for both ways. But we don't know. Maybe Chazal were able to be yorid l'sof daitam and come to a conclusion, which turned out to be a machlokes. That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question. What does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean that everyone holds that there's dichui by haksah, and the machlekes will be whether haksah is a necessary component of mitzvah? Or does the Gemara mean that everybody holds you need haksah as a necessary component of mitzvah? The question that was resolved, that's machlekes, is whether in such a chalei shem, in the chefta of mitzvah as a mitzvah, is the shem dichui shayach. That we don't know. Did Rashi give any hint? But your Rashi does give a hint. Ein dichui l'inyan mitzvah. On the machshir savar, ein dichui l'inyan mitzvah, el l'inyan kedusha, kegon karbonis. So Rashi does tell you which one it is. And in order to have the shem dichui, you must have the dichui in a chefta whose kiyum is a kiyum begufa. Dichui isn't tolerated where it's just a dichui from haksos mitzvah sagavra. That's what Rashi says there. Rashi doesn't want to say that the question is whether you need haksos. We skip a Rashi.
Can you mean that since it's not Kedusha, you don't need Haktzah?
That doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Not much about that. It says the concept of Dichui is only applicable where it's Kedusha, Gan Kabanas. Where the Dichui is in the Chefta because of the Chefta's Zika for the Kiyum of the Chefta. That's what he seems to be saying. Yeah. Well, we skip one Rashi, right?
Yeah.
She comes back with a dichui meikara. Now Rashi is differentiating in the dichui of haktzah between nira v'nitcha and dochui meikara. Yeah, so how do we differentiate there? That was the question that we asked yesterday. What's the difference there? By carbonus, you can see the difference. But over here, it's haktzah. So he holds even in haktzah, what does Rashi mean? Then that brings us to the let's finish off the Rashi. Vaidinakaplotayabimiyatambiyamtif
Mishum distama basar da agdehu. To have the yamtif lo agidlai. The e lo tsarach agad. It's rechlimin kapiyamtif Mishum de e la de kidesh hayom. Akati lochal alay zvan mitzvah. Velo shame mitzvah. Let me create deeply.
See, it's tied to
Shem Mitzvah. Here he's coming out with major points. That if it's Torah HaGad, Sounds like he's going back on what he said before. Plus a dog day.
Right. Now you only do a saw after Eget.
Right. The Nitzche would be that it was not Nechtam, it was Nechtam Rosh HaBiyantif. Then also Batama. Right?
Right.
Adios is the worst case. Near of Nitzchem between Tochi Meikar. The difference in Huktzel and Mitzvasa between Near of Nitzche and Tochi Meikar. What's the difference? In the other case, the Dichri is on the Ziko Lakia Mitzvasa. In other words, where is Akhtar B'Psul? So the question is whether there's a shame dichui on Aktsar, because it was Hukta. It was Hukta, but there's no Zika for Kiyam Mitzvasa. So it has a shame Hukta in the Chefta and a shame Dachui. So the question is whether the shame Dachia is Chal, is permanently Chal where there's Aktsar, but there's no Zika le Mitzvasa. Because it's not kosher. So remember we said that in order to have a dichui, you need two things. You need a chefta, and you also need a zika. The question is, by dochui meikara, it's lacking in the zika, the mitzvah, because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. But it still is a chefta shalaktar. So the question is, if I need nira v'nitche, so I need not just a shem haktar, I need a Zika l'mitzvasa, l'kiyam mitzvasa. But if I say that, it's dichui meikara, so then all I'm saying is that the shame dichui from its aktsor is enough to create a shame dichui. Not a Zika l'mitzvasa. You don't need a Zika l'mitzvasa. Then it's pure aktsor. It's dochi from its aktsor, but it's not dochi from its zika l'kiyam mitzvah. So by nir v'nidcha, it's dochi from its zika l'kiyam mitzvasa. But by dichui meikara, it's only dochi from the aktsor per se. It's isolating the aktsor per se. So that's a further question. If I should say that there's dichui b'mitzvah, is the dichui totally in the aktsor? Or is it totally in the Zika and Mitzvasa? It needs not just Aktsar, but it needs Zika. It's Aktsar from the Zika and Mitzvasa, Lakiyah Mitzvasa. So when it's Mitzul, there's no Zika Lakiyah Mitzvasa. It's just Aktsar. So that's the question. The question is, if Shein Dichui is Chal by Mitzvos, do you need the Zika to be a real Zika, that it's a Zika Lakiyah Mitzvasa? Or do I say no? That the Haktzah itself is subject to Dichui.
Didn't we say Zika is logically necessary, though?
Yeah, but Haktzah is a kind of Zika. But it's not an actualized Zika l'mitzvasa.
So the question is, do you need an actual Zika or a potential Zika?
I don't like to put it that way.
Meaning a Heftza, which, meaning you're saying, do you need an actual Zika or a Heftza of Zika, even if it doesn't have it?
I don't know if that clarifies it or makes it less clear.
Less clear.
Aktsor is an institution, but it's not. It lacks the Zika l'mitzvasa until it's behechsher.
So what does
Aktsor
do?
What Zika does it have?
It is its huktza, the Aktsor itself.
So that is a Zika?
That is a kind of Zika, yeah.
Zika to what?
Because it's huktza, it has a designation. It has an objective. But the Zika l'kiyam mitzvasa is not there.
But it has a designation. The designation is to kiyam mitzvasa, though.
Yeah, but if no. It's not a Zika l'kiyam mitzvasa. It's Zika l'kiyam mitzvah. But it's not. But the Chefetz is not really, doesn't have a Zika l'kiyam mitzvasa at this time. It's just pure aktsar. Just a mice aktsar. I will use this for mitzvah. It's a general aktar, but the cheftz is not, doesn't have a zika lakiya mitzvasa yet. That's a further, development, that's a further stage. That's what Rashi seems to be learning.
So you say the question is whether you could have the shem dichoy in the haktzah.
In haktzah per se.
Or only when it already has the zika.
Or it has to be dochi from the zika of kiyum mitzvasa.
Otherwise it's not considered dochi.
Otherwise not considered dochi. Lacks in the dichoy. Lacks in the dichoy.
I mean, the shem dichoy is like a posel.
Right,
but the Shem Dichoy is like a greater Shem Dichoy when the Zika already emerged.
That's right. It's a different Dichoy.
Right.
Ready?
Yes.
So
gross.
The Hegdish. If the Hegdish follows parallel, am I right?
Right.
Is he there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your question?
This
could
be started
out with the Ambeis,
obviously,
same dikui because
hektish.
Right. And now
he's
going to be
saying
like
the
dikui
is
just
using
the word dikui equivalent.
It's not really a shame
dikui over there. That's correct. Whereas by mitzvah, it is a real shame dikui. I know, I was thinking about that. I think we could bring it all online now and say it's the same kind of thing. That the hektish is a general designation, but has no Zika and Mizbeach yet. Has no Zika for the Maisa Akrava. I think Yaakov's right. We can bring it a line. Both the same. They're parallel, like parallel lines.
Is it totally on the question of Dikui Mitzvahs?
What? No. It's not totally. That's the question is by mitzvahs whether there is such a phenomenon, because it's not the cheftza. There's no kiyum in the cheftza. Remember we worked that out?
Yeah,
right.
So that's a separate question. Whether there is a shem dichui and a chalai shem in the cheftza. But not with the cheftza. But there's definitely the shem dichui where there's a kiyum in the cheftza. Because then there's a real cheftza that's dochui. Over here, there isn't. That was the original sore, remember?
Yeah, but are you saying by dichui mikala there's a real chefza?
By carbon?
Yeah, because I thought you were just saying that dichui mikala means it doesn't yet have a zikum mizbeach, so there is no chefza with a kiyum.
That's what we said originally, correct?
But what are we saying now?
But I thought that was your point, that we're saying it's hugdish in generically. Your makdish is generically. Even though there's no, even though there's zikum mizbeach, didn't emerge yet. But the chefta is mugdish.
It's like a slash, yeah.
Right. Chefta is mugdish for kiyum kachim. But the zikul mizbeach hasn't been actualized. But it definitely is mugdish for a carbon. It's mugdish for a purpose. It's mugdish for a krava.
So when we said last week that logically we need two things of dichoy, we need a cheft and you need zika. So now we're saying that having a purpose is enough. You don't actually need zika.
I don't remember we had formulated last week. Why don't we just formulate it now?
Okay.
So the there is a cheft that's. There is a chefta that is mugdish, and that's the chefta shel carbon is mugdish for a kiyum in the gufa davar, and but the zikul l'mizbeach has not been actualized.
So what's the question? Just not clear on the question.
So the question is: does dichui require a real zika, an actualization of the zikul l'mizbeach? Or could you have a shem dochui where you have a chefza that is mugdish, the mitzvasa? That's right. The chefza is nitzvas behegdish.
Right, exactly.
And hegdish means it has a designation.
Right.
But the Zika l'mizbeach has not, never been actualized. So it's not dochui from the Maisa Hakrava yet. Of course, the Zika Hakrava has not been actualized. It's a generic thing, like we're saying over here. I think it's parallel lines. It works out very nicely now.
And the question that we're saying is whether the question of Diku Nikau is just whether the Diku has to be from a specific Zika or even from a generic Zika?
Right. Yeah, well, a generic key and generic objective in the Guf HaDavar.
Meaning, because we said that it has to be put, meaning in order to have a Shem Diku, you need to be pushed out of something.
That's right.
Which is what type of thing if you consider it being pushed away from?
That's right. That's right. In other words, pushed away, at what point do you say pushed away? When it's actual, when it's full objective has been actualized, where it's Roy L'Mizbeach, or even before that, if it's just generically Mugdish, or Mesvasa, can you still say there's a Chal Hashem Dichui? The theoretical question is very logical.
What would we say
it's Nidka Mi'al Mizbeach? What?
Right, so in the case where it had its full
chalos,
we'd say
it was Nidka Mi'al Mizbeach.
Right, where it was
Nidka. Right.
So what would we say it was
Nidka
from?
In the case of Tikhu Nikara? Kachim. In the case of Dichu Me'ekara, or in the case of where it's Roy L'Mizbeach or not Roy L'Mizbeach?
Not Roy.
Not Roy? From the Kiyam and the Kochim in the Chepta. As opposed to Mitzvah, where it's just the Chal Hashem. But there's no Kiyam in the Chepta of Hodas. You take the Hodas, you don't really do anything for the Chepta Shel Hodas.
And you have the same two sides in Mitzvah of, when we say Dichu, it doesn't have to be Nidche from a kiyum mitzvah in the gavra, or just from the shein mitzvah in the chesa?
What? Which case? We're talking about mitzvah now.
Of Diku Nikara versus Nidka Benidka by mitzvah.
By mitzvah. So the question is, Haktzah, the chesa has a shchal shem hukta, and Haktzah is tofes the gavra. So the question is there a shem dohoi? How? Because you need chefza. But over here, the chefza is just, the chefza exists only in terms of the Chal Hashem mitzvah Shabbat. It's just the Chal Hashem, it's not a real kiyum in the chefza. I think we really got down to it. Very abstract, but really fits in neatly. A lot of work. Fits in very neatly. It's the chefta, which the question is always chefta. That's what we started off with. You need two things. You need Zika, you need a chefta. But so by Mizbeach, by carbon, you always have a real chefta, real kiyum and a chefta. So there's a real dichui in the kiyum chefta. Then you have two forms of that. The kiyum chefta generically, or the kiyum chefta of Mizbeach. Okay? And over here, the question is, by mitzvah, that there is no kiyum in the chefta. But the only thing is, there is a chal Hashem mitzvah in the chefta. Can the shem dichui be chal and not chal Hashem? And then the question is, they have two forms. Either general hukta, haksah, or the chefta is hukta and mitzvah generically, Or where it's actually has a zika to the specific Maisa mitzvah. Maybe only then do I say there's a shem dichui. The shem dichui is commensurate with the zika. The greater the zika, the more it's subject to dichui. Works out very nicely. And miu mishum dihui havlon lamisuei, shere nikra lo shem arshana psula, bishasa gudaso.
So now Amud Beis?
Amud Beis, yeah. So there's a chale shame of Oshayna Psula. Because he's being mocked at La Mitzvah. So it has a chesed. So therefore, since he's being mocked at La Mitzvah, he brought it into the realm of Mitzvah. And now, once he brought it into the realm of Mitzvah, it has a chale shame of Oshayna Psula. So the question is whether that chale shame is retained or not.
What are the two sides?
What?
What are the two sides of that question?
Well, the question is if there's dichui by a chale shame. I mean, that's the whole question of mitzvah, is dichui by mitzvah. But your question was, what was your question? Your question was, how could you have both?
My question is like according to this Rashi, he creates a chale shame Hoshana Psula.
Right, the Aktor.
Right, so but now how is the psul of Niktam Docha that Chal Hashem?
Docha, what Chal Hashem?
Hoshana Psula.
No, but if it has a Chal Hashem, Hoshana Psula, then it's going to be Nidcha.
Right. It produces a new shame.
In other words, the Aktor brings it into the realm of Mitzvah. And that allows it to have a Chal Hashem of Hoshana Psula. Once it has a chal hashem of Hoshana Psula, so then it can, that's, then it's dachui. Then it's dachui. Because that includes the gavra. So it's dachui. It's dachui l'mitzvah. A little different than, in other words, the question is whether a chal hashem dachui, a chal hashem dechia. Is there a chal hashem dechia then? Or at that point I can't consider it a shina psula because it wasn't, didn't have any zika for a specific maisa mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah wasn't roy for maisa mitzvah. So you can't call it a chal hashem psula. Or do I say that the moment it enters into the realm of mitzvah because of his haktor, so the chal hashem psula will always be chal. And once it's chal, it's dochri. In other words, the question is, once you have a chal Hashem Hashanah Psula, then it's dochri. Unless you say that you don't have a chal Hashem Hashanah Psula yet, because it's not roy for, it has no zika for a real mitzvah yet. Because it's not roy l'mitzvasa. But the haktzah brings it into the realm of mitzvah and allows for a chalei shame. If you want to say, dichui meikar is shmo dichui. That's the question. Does it or does it not? Well, the chal hashem pasulus doesn't arrive until there's a zikur for an actual maisa mitzvah. It's a royal mitzvasa. Then you have to say it would be in yantif. Rashi is explaining that in mitzvah, it's totally in creating the chal hashem pasulus. And the hook, the haktzah, enables that process. Of course, it has an objective. And once it has an objective, then the shem psul can be chal. That's the way we had it before.
And what is its objective?
The objective is mitzvah.
But not specific mitzvah without that.
Why?
But not the specific mitzvah of the gavra?
By dochui meikara?
Yeah.
No, the specific mitzvah of the gavra. But the chefta, the shame in the chefta, the shame mitzvah in the chefta is not actualized yet.
So in terms of what it's moving towards, it's the same in Tichui Mikal and Nuev Enitcha?
In terms of what it's moving towards?
You mean that which it's Tachuif Gam?
I don't understand that.
Meaning, are we saying that, like, whenever you have a Shem Tichui, it's Tachuif from something?
It's Tachuif from something, right.
So is Nuev Enitcha and Tichui Mikal going to be Tachuif from the same thing?
It'll be dachui from the mitzvah, yeah.
So both of them are dachui from the specific mitzvah in the Gavra.
Right. But the question is, the only question is, can Hashem dachui be chal where there's no actualization of mitzvah? That's the question. That's the theoretical question. Or is Aktzol a mitzvah enough for the Hashem dachui to be chal?
So when you were referring to two different things, generic and specific, what were those two different things? What was the distinction?
Generic and specific?
That, like you were putting into those terms before, that by the near minute it's like it's deeply from a specific and by it's generic. I'm just not clear what you're referring to when you say that.
In other words, when we say generic, we mean that the Haktzah has not actualized a real Zika to a specific Maisa at that point. It's Haktzah. It's a generic Haktzah from Mitzvah. But there's no actualization that's taken place for a Zika for a specific Maisa Mitzvah. So if you recognize such a haktzah, so then the shem paslus will be chal, because you're entering it into the realm of mitzvah. Doesn't matter how you express it. I mean, the important thing is to grasp it in your mind. Doesn't matter the words you use. Whichever, I mean, the clearest expression of it is the best way to go. Tichui has to be measured by the reality of it. Is it actual? Is it an actual Zika for a Maisa Mitzvah or not? So if you speak about Tichui Meikara, there's no actual Mitzvah yet that it's Zakuk for. But it is, in general, hooked for a generically, it's hooked for the specific mitzvah, but that haktzah has not been actualized. So the question is, do you have a dichui when it's not before it's actualized, or the dichui can only take place when it's actualized? That's a very good chakira, because I mean it has to do with the concept of dichui. You have to have a sense of what dichui means. Dichui is in contrast to what was transpiring before. If we consider it nothing serious transpiring, then there's no capacity for dichui. Now, when there's an actualization, there definitely is a capacity for dichui. But where there's no actualization yet, it's just a generic haktzah. So then the question is the shame, is dichui possible at that point? That's the question, because the metzias of the fulfillment has not been actualized yet. So you can't. What are you being docha? Being docha from something. If it hasn't been actualized, it hasn't been realized, you can't have a dechia. That's one side. The other side says no. That since it's in general, it's hooked to a mitzvah. That's enough to enter into the realm of mitzvahs and into the realm of dechiyah. You don't need the actualization. So you have to keep in mind the concept of dichui. quality of ki and mitzvasa. Dichui means pushed off. If it didn't get in enough, it's not pushed off.
But that's what I see clearly. It's the other stuff should happen to exactly see what is pushed off well.
What?
That's what I see clearly because of the idea of pushed off. It's the other side that I'm not exactly sure what's being pushed off well.
Which the other side?
The Tikkun Mikala side.
Why? It's being pushed off in the mitzvah generically.
It's in a certain realm of mitzvah, certain realities of that.
Yeah.
And that reality, it's...
The question is, what's the reality? Is it Akhtar alone, or is it the actualization?
What's the reality in terms of Hashem Dichur?
What's the reality of the... What's the reality of the mitzvah? How much of the reality of the mitzvah do you need in order for the Hashem Dichur to be chal? So that's on Yud Aleph from the base, right? So take Rashi. The Yalfina Lulav Misuka, the Watas Lamanosi. But Binyan Av, Mama Sina Besuka Shiesh Ba Maisa, Vik Pita Torah La Osui. The psul af lulav came, right? You got the Rashi there.
Yeah.
I loyal fin lulav misuka lifsol boas also. Okay. The boyis emo.
Im have a sphere lulu litravaihu lulav tzarech again. B'shaicha be asia. D'chuli alma. Yalfi lulav mesoka lemifsal ulkitason lav zohi asiyason.
I think I gotta skip down to the next to the Rashi loyalfinan.
Okay, loyalfinan lolam duha. Be'ein adam dan gezira shava me'atmo. Ele imkein lamdo merabo. Rabo merabo ad moshe rabbeinu. Veshema mikros halalu lo lidrosh gezira shava nechtevu.
Okay, so therefore it's loyofin lulav misuka because why? Because there's no gzera shava. So what does the other mandama hold? So how could he argue on that? What?
Yeah, it's always they always whenever they say that, it's always the kaj.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't learn gzera shava unless it's from my rabbi and rabbi. Rabba, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's because maybe these psukim didn't come to infer Gzera Shava. So what does the other mandama hold?
Uses a binyanav.
That's right, uses a binyanav. That's correct. So what's the machlekes? So it's a machlek, it has to be machlek, it's a svar.
Right. Well, binyanav assumes a certain similarity between the things that you're comparing, right?
Right.
The asiya is different by lulav, because it's asiya for the
kichatama. That's right. That's okay. We said it. Yeah, I remember we said it. Okay, good. All right. Let's read it again. Okay, good. All right. So that's the question. The question is binyanav. Question is the asiya is not an asiya per se. The asiya is to enhance the maisa l'kicha. So the question is that kind of an asiya, can you equate those two asiyas? Are they two intrinsically different asiyas? Okay, good. All right. All right, so where do we leave off then? Mehashta, go ahead.
So
it wants to tell you that what?
No.
And the question is whether the eged creates a shame dichui.
No.
And that would be a dichui meikara. So that's why he tells you miyatam biyamtif, because if it's miyatam biyamtif, then it means
biyamtif's involved.
No, it means basar d'agdei.
Right, that's the MRA. He's trying to get rid of that possibility.
Right, he's trying to get rid of the possibility that it would happen before the Agad. Of course, Machlekes is in the Agad.
Right.
Okay.
V'i lo tzarech Agad, itzrich l'min kapiyamtov, mishum d'i lav d'kirish hayom, akati lo chal alei zman mitzvah, v'lo shem mitzvah, l'mikrei dichui.
So the Gemara is working out both ways.
Right.
That everybody holds either you don't need Eged, and the Machlokes isn't about Tasa Lemanosri, because you don't need Eged. Or if you hold you do need Eged, so you don't learn how Tasa Lamanasa.
Right, yeah.
You don't learn how Tasa Lamanasa. So then the only problem is going to be is Dichui. So, according to the Mandamad rules, are what? The whole Tzor Heged. That's why he took on Yantuf, to show you that it was after the Eged.
Right.
And if you hold Lotzar Heged, so here's an interesting Rashi. So Rashi says, if you hold Lotzar Heged, so then what? So then the only thing you have that could be Kaveh Hashem Mitzvah is Gedush Sayom.
Right.
Kind of
like that. So itself isn't enough.
Akhtar itself is not enough. Even though it's mitzvah l'ogdo.
Right.
What?
Right. You mean, what kind of mitzvah is that? How's a mitzvah l'ogdo if there's no shame mitzvah?
Right. So he's doing the lekicha.
Right.
So you see that a maisa of a hider mitzvah is not going to do the Aktsor. Aktsor has to be only on the Aktsor L'Shem Mitzvah itself.
Right, but that makes a lot of sense, because the Hiyur is in the state, that, like when in terms of your Lekicha, so it has to be in that state, so you can do the right kind of Lekicha.
Right.
But it's not... What?
The Maisa to be Ogeid.
You're right, it's not the Maisa to be Ogeid.
Right. Right. And it's just going to take place later during the Lekicha.
Right.
Yeah. I think the thing is that the Gemara is really trying to say this is a very deep theoretical question. So the question is, the Gemara wants to say that, would you say that they're arguing on that theoretical point? In other words, that they achieved the level of coming to a conclusion. They came to two different conclusions. Or would you say no? It's a theoretical problem, and they didn't come to a conclusion. I think it's just the way of the Talmud to show that that itself is a question. The nature of the theory is such that it's questionable as to whether they could, whether you can come to a solution.
But even the second way, the way it concludes, they still came to a decision about dichui. It's just that everybody agrees, no?
That's right. That's correct.
What are the two possibilities?
No, two possibilities. Everybody holds the kulam alam mini dichui eisonesis, right?
Right.
So that means that. You mean that side?
I'm saying, like, what are the two sides between the Havi and the Maskan?
What?
That's just funny because they already left it off as a teiku before that.
They left it as a teiku.
So then what's.
Yeah, teiku means it's a deep theoretical question.
Right. So now.
And now they want to say. That,
well, the question wasn't a teiku, but it was whether the Mishnah had decided the question was a teiku. Meaning, the question as to whether the Tanaim had decided the issue was teiku.
Right, it was a teiku. But comes out the point that up to here by teiku, they simply don't know. They simply don't know. And now the Gemara presents a possibility that they had definite opinions on it and they had a way to think about it, but they had two different ways. Or do I say they didn't have two different ways?
It all just says it doesn't exist?
Yeah, they just didn't accept it. That would be easier. Say that they just never accepted whether the concept of dichui, they never took the concept of dichui further than where there's a real chefta. Or do we say that they took it further and they had two ways of thinking about it?
The Havamina would be like sort of a showing that they, if it held that it wasn't machlokas tanayim, it would be that they really had a strong grasp, but you know they really had a way to be machria in terms of the area.
Right.
And the fact that they all just rejected it means they just couldn't go that far to say that it does exist by mitzvahs.
That's right.
So that's less of a, to say that actually there is a shita that holds that it exists is like a different level of achra.
Correct. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. I mean, the question is, the teiku question was that they simply didn't know how to grasp it. That was a teiku, so they didn't know. So they were mesupik. What do we say that they had a definite way of thinking about it? So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says they didn't have a definite way of thinking about it. The Snavar says they didn't have a definite way of thinking about it. I mean, the Gemara, in other words, it would be a bigger chiddush if the machlekes wasn't yesh dichui or ein dichui. Because the Gemara just left off with the mandamar holds ein dichui, the Mishnah says ein dichui eitzel mitzvahs. But the question is, lakula. Do you say lakula also? Ein dichui eitzel mitzvahs. So lakula we don't say because really we don't know. So the Gemara says, lema ketanoi. that should we say that the Machlokes Tanoim was in that very thing, that they were able to arrive at a position. Each one, they had a method of dealing with it. So the Gemara says no. You can't, they wouldn't say that.
And rather, everybody says in Yichud?
Rather, everybody says in Yichud.
Why is that easier? Why is that like an easier conclusion?
Even instead of would say Yesh Dikwa.
What?
The side that would say Yesh Dikwa, according to the part of the one side says Yesh Dikwa. That would be Ezra?
According to the side says Yesh Dikwa.
If you say that it would be Ezra, it says Yesh Dikwa. It still would only be Yesh Dikwa the Chumra. Or would it be that it also argue on Kisra
Adam? Kisra Adam, right. So much more.
The Havni is a two sided table of Kitanah. That according to the Chachamim, the Mishnah in Chulin decided the issue. It ain't Dichu.
Right.
And according to Gabli Yezer, it never decided the issue, it had left it as Yistachumma.
Right. But the point is that the. You know, not another question, Tega. But the Gemara seems to say that Lema Kitanoi. It wouldn't be a Misfuki Misafkalei.
So you'd argue on Kisra Adam also?
They would agree with Kisra. Ein Dichre Yitzul Mitzvahs.
I don't know.
According to the answer, though.
According to the answer. I mean, according to the possibility of Machlokes, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good question. What does Gemara want to accomplish? I mean, it could be that that the Gemara just wants to show you that you can't do it. That there are other possibilities. It's not really a Havamina Maskana. Gemara is just saying that you can't prove it from here.
Right, it's a little bit funny over here because it first goes through all of the things you have to assume.
Yeah, it says Savrua, yeah. That's true.
Why would you assume so many things?
Well, yeah, Savrua means Svara.
Right.
That would work for most Gemaras, because most Gemaras, it's like that's the simple way of learning, and then it says, you could give a whole Chiddush to learning a different way.
Right.
So you can't prove it.
Backwards here.
Yeah. All right, let's think about it. I don't know if we'll come back to it. Okay, meantime, for tomorrow.
The date from the
Vlad. Right, okay, so Rashi, Dibur Amaschil, Elabasa Da'agde. So Rashi says, V'lo avadochu, yalim kein nira b'yam tefach kach nitcha. Kol she nitcha kodim yantef kori dicha meikor. So what he wants to say is that even if before yantef after the Eged, it was nira, and then it turned black, still would be considered dichum ekar. Why? Because it's under the generic haktzah. But once yantav is chal, it's really has a zikul mitzvasa. So once it has a zikul mitzvasa, so then the shem dichli is definitely chal. Then it's not there, then it's nirv nidcha. That's nirv. So in order to have nirv nidcha means it must have the zika. Okay, so it works out very well, like we said. What we have to say is that it acquires a shame chefetz shel mitzvah, even though kiyuma is not possible at that moment. But the shame mitzvah is there, even balayla. So once it has a shame mitzvah in the chefetz, so the shame dichui is chal in the shame mitzvah. The dichui needs as a base the shame mitzvah. Shame mitzvah is full fledged balayla. Even though, so it's zakuk le mitzvasa. Means that it has a shame mitzvah. The zikul mitzvah is even balayla. The shame zikul mitzvah. Shame zikul mitzvah. That's the answer. Okay, good. In other words, the shame asiyas mitzvah exists balayla, even though kiyuma is not possible till tomorrow morning.
Right.
Where do you say that the shame mitzvah
exists? Yes, as machlekes Rashi and Taisus, because Rashi learns that it's going only going to malam halzul of tzorcheg. Okay. But if you're Lulavain Tzarech Eged, so there's no more to say that it's a chal shame of Huxel Mitzvasa. But Thesis learns that it's Bedafka Kointamandam Lulavain Tzarech Eged. So, because the old Tzarech Eged, he holds that then it's Nifsel because of Yalfin Lul Mesukah, because that's Lomanasa. Right? So, according to Thesis, it's speaking Bedafka Kointamandam holds Lulavain Tzarech Eged. So where's the Aktsola Mitzvah? So Taisus holds the Aktsola Mitzvah is, because like the Gemara says before, that it's a Hidur Mitzvah. So it's Machloikis Rashi and Taisus, where the Hidur Mitzvah is considered Aktsola Mitzvah. And they're going to have me. Okay? The question is like this. The question is, what creates Aktsola? Where the Gavra does a Maisa that is muchach, that he, his das is, that this should be kavul l'shem mitzvah. So even if it's just teeter mitzvah, but his das is muchach, that he wants it to be l'shem mitzvah. But according to, that's according to Taisus. But according to Rashi, that's not enough, his das. The maisa itself has to be the atzor. The maisa has to be mochiach. That it's readying, that it's getting ready for mitzvah. So, hidur mitzvah is not al chacha.
Why not?
Because it's not, there's no mitzvah.
There's
no mitzvah.
But it's part of mitzvah.
Because then the eged itself is readying it for mitzvah. The maisa eged is readying it for mitzvah. So that's aktsar. You know, maisa that readies it for mitzvah. According to Taisus, it's the Das Adam. So as long as you do a Maisa that expresses the Das Adam that he wants it with Shem Mitzvah, so that's Aksor. So the question is, so Machlech, Rashi Taisus, is Aksor Noveya from the Das Adam alone? Well, no, it needs the Maisa it has to be Noveya from. Okay?
But when you say that Das Adam...
This way, you don't... According to Taisus, it has to be a Maisa that is involved, that will help your involvement in the Kiyam HaMitzvah.
Well, let's say you...
So how, if that's the case, according to Gemara's Maskana, that's the Maskana's Gemara here, that it says Mana Balma, so how could you have L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah, Erev Pesach? There's no Matzah. There's no Chal Hashem Matzah until Yontif. I mean, that's what the Gemara says, that's Mana Balma, until the Kedusha Yom Mitzchal. So what do you mean L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah? Where's the Matzah's Mitzvah?
The
Beged? One more question. Let me just get the question.
Does anybody place there's no designation for the
Beged? What do you mean? It's anything you want. It's not a Zmanah. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Oreg Beged Lameis, Machleg is a Bayev Rava. Is it Hazmanah Milsi? He has Manah Lav Milsi. Is it Asbano from the time of Arigo or not? So we paskin like Rava that Hazmanah Lav Milsi and it's mutter to use it for anything. It's not Nessa. So why is Oreg Beged Lameis any different than the Gemara in the Hava Mina where he's Ogeid the Aguda Lemitzvah? Why don't I say Hazmanah Lav Milsi? That's Gemara said. Yeah. So the Rashi says over there in Mem Zayin Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, Ored Beged Lameis, he says that the Shem HaMeis is mutl on the Beged. The Machlekes is whether it's Asa Banana. So apparently the Ariga Lameis is an institution. Beged HaMeis.
So what's the practical
thing? Take the first question. First question was on Matzah's Mitzvah, Shem Matzah's Mitzvah. So there's no halacha, you have to have a lishma in the matzah. If that were the case, then there's no matzah, there's no shem matzah yet. So I can have a lishma in there, right? The halacha is that it requires a special hazmana. That's the halacha. That's the very halacha. It requires a special hazmana. So that it is. Halacha by matzahs requires a special, unique hazmana for matzah. It's not halacha that you need a l'shem l'shmo, really. just requires hazmona, a special hazmona, its own hazmona. So that it has. It's halach and hazmona.
That can't be done after you made it?
Halach and hazmona. Okay? The hazmona of the matzah that it's shamor, and the hazmona of the matzah, when it's shamor, it should be l'shem, you should have mine, it's l'shem matzah's mitzvah. See, the difference between mace, the other question we asked, what's the difference between mace and between luluf? The difference is like this, because by mace there is no mitzvah. Not a mitzvah to put the beged on the mace. It's covered up rias. There's an iser hanoah on a beged shel mace. So the question is whether hazmona can engender an iser hanoah. Okay? But over here it's a different story. Over here there's a mitzvah. And it's huktzulim mitzvaso.
That's where the Yisrahanos comes from.
So the huktzulim mitzvaso, the mitzvah renders it, creates a new institution of huktzulim mitzvaso. So the moment you do a maisa, which is machshir, the chefetz shel mitzvah, becomes huktzulim mitzvaso. Over there's no mitzvaso, it's just an Yisrahano. So the question is Nesabano from the time that the shame beged is chal? But over here, it's not because there's no haktzah la mitzvah. But over here, there's haktzah huktzah la mitzvah. So it's nitfas. What?
It's like the generic.
Same thing like preparing a tikshul tefillin, tikshul tefillin or shel sefer Torah. So there's no, it's not a mitzvah. It's a question of, is a nisar hanoah once it becomes a mitzurif to the chefza. So the question is, what's mitzarif? Is hazmana mitzarif? So as a matter of we say, love milsa is not a mitzarif. But over here, there is, it's huktzul mitzvasa. It's a whole different institution. It's huktzul kiyum mitzvasa. From the chalashim chefetz shal mitzvah.
Right.
It's huktzul mitzvasa.
That's it.
Mina holds that since you can't, you have to do eged. You can't do eged in yantas. You have to do eged before yantas. So there's a din of asiyah saluluv. So the question is, does the asiyas aluluv, since there's a chaleshem asiyas aluluv, so does that create aktsa, or do you need the shem mitzvah shaluluv to create aktsa?
Right.